Hos epat, autare moige cateclas ta pilonator, claion den psamatoisi cataminos, udenumoi cer, et eletis doin, cae horan paus aveli oio. Autare pecla ionte, culim domen noste corestan, da toteme prose vepegeron, haliosne mirtas. Maceti, Atreos via, polun cronon asceles huto, clai, epeuc anus sintina daumen, alla tacista, pera hopos cen dasan patrida gaian hicahai. Agar mins da onge cicasehai, acen orestas, ctenen hupopstamenos, sudecen tapot antibolasais. Hos ebat, autare moi cradia, cae tumos aganor, autis enistatesi, cae acnumenoi per ianta, cae min ponasas epe apteroenta proseudon. Totos menda voida, sude triton andr onomazde, hostis etis doos cateruketai aurei pontoi, et anon? Et elode, cae ac numen osper accusai.
So he spoke, but for me it broke my own heart, and I began crying just sitting there in the sand, nor did the heart in me want to live any more and see the light of Helios the sun. But when, with the crying and the writhing around, I got my fill, he said to me then, the old man of the sea, unerring, "No more, son of Atreus, such a long time legless and crying so, since we'll not achieve a thing. But as quick as you can, try so you reach your own, the mother earth of your fathers. For it's either you'll find him still living, or Orestes would have beaten you to it and killed him, and you'd be on time for the funeral." So he spoke, but in me the heart and the manly life's breath, once again in my chest, for all my grieving, grew warm. And I gained my voice and addressed him words with wings. "These things now I know, but you were mentioning a third man, whoever it is still living, held back in the breadth of the deep, or dead. Despite my grief, I want to hear it.